Well, good morning to you. Now we're live after that communion. I'm going to admit a couple of things to you. Number one, I recorded that communion before I listened to it. I listened to it after I recorded it. I'm blown away by its message because of the message. Though it be short of the message that I intended and am going to bring to you this morning. Paul says in the first chapter of Philippians, he says, only let your King James says conversation, they offer an alternative conduct. Let your habit be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, and I do want to hear of the participants in the God school's affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together in the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries. Which is to them, that is, if you act terrified, which is to them an evident token of perdition. But if you're not terrified, to you of salvation and that of God. Having listened this past week to a message from Dr. Scott, I was just so impressed with what he had to say in terms of this word, salvation. Being translated salvation, which in the Greek is soterion, which by the traditions of the church has been too often an oversimplification of this word soterion, that somehow it's all achieved by some little trot down the aisle to an altar to beat on yourself for a minute or two, and then you're saved. Dr. Scott went on to explain through a little book that was done by the Wycliffe Bible translators whose work included going into primitive tribes who had no written language, that they might learn the language and thereby reduce that spoken language to a written language. That the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ might be reproduced in writing and might be published in a language that they could understand. And these translators explained the most difficult word to translate was this word in English, salvation, in Greek, soterion. I am going to share with you Dr. Scott's exegete of this word. Soterion. He said, it means to realize potential. It means to gain health. It means to fulfill purpose. It means all you were intended to be. It means to be put on the right track for the destiny that realized one's self to the fullest. It is a process going on. It is a finished work yet to be culminated. It is a beginning work that starts everything and is ongoing, never ending. It means that you realize all that you were meant to be. It means you develop into that which is your full capacity and destiny. It means you do it in full orb and with health and all faculties functioning to their maximum. That is soterion in its fullest dimension. And to get on that track, as though going into an orbit where the works of soterion is in process and will be completed. The gospel is the dynamite that launches you and that places you in that orbit. That's why the Apostle Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto soterion to everyone that faiths. Whereby what God created you to become, and whereby you are released into the orbit of fulfillment that God intended when he said, let us make man in our own image. The thrust or rocket that places you into that orbit where we are caught up and carried is the gospel of Christ. But to you, that is, being terrified in nothing by your adversaries, it is a token to you of salvation and that of God. He will go on to tell us for our citizenship in the third chapter of Philippians, 20th verse, for our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, soter, of which soterion is a derivative. We look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he, that is God, is able even to subdue all things unto himself. And tradition would reduce this salvation down to some performance, as if it were possible in this vile body. The psalmist is most correct when in the 115th Psalm says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory and honor for thy truth and thy mercy's sake. I know it's a short message. My hope is that it would have the same effect on you that it is having on me. And that's the God School for today.